Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Woo! Soul Train Awards. Did y'all watch last night? Them boys was doing it. Ooh.
Yeah.
Soul Train. What?
Silk Sonic, you talking about specifically?
Yeah, I'm talking about them specifically.
Silk Sonic.
Up in Harlem.
Okay.
Now, you know, it's pre-recorded, but it's nonetheless fire.
I mean, that's Silk Sonic.
I mean, I think it was last night.
Yeah, it aired last night, so we'll just say last night.
Well, yeah, it aired last night.
Yeah.
But Ashanti, she got the Lady of Soul Award. I'm sure Laura's going to be covering that in the flashing lights. We got a lot to get to today, man. The passing of Virgil Abloh shocked the world yesterday. I had no idea. I was so shocked.
Yeah, I know.
I was so shocked. If you're not familiar with that name, the creative mind behind the early Donda album covers and other things, also the Off-White brand, and went on to be the, I don't know what you call it, Laura Styles, but the head of design at Louis Vuitton.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, is that what it is? But nonetheless, I mean, you know, for the audience, you know, like you see... you know, Nike collabs where they just put like Nike in quotes, or they put like shoelaces in quotes. That's Virgil. Or you see like, you know, remember like the t-shirts where it just had like, you know, Nike just with the quotation marks around it. I'm trying to think of some other ones they had. They had the Prestos. They had the Blazers. They've had, I mean, there's been so many shoe collabs that Virgil has done with Nike.
Well, but I mean, whenever people see the sneakers with the writing on it in quotes, that's
Virgil. White,
and that's Virgil. Yeah. And yeah. Then it went from that to whole clothing line, you know, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, he's got a store right over on, Off-White has a store over on 51 Mercer over there. Dope store. But nonetheless, passed away in Chicago. We'll talk more about it later on. Good morning, everybody. It's Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Hopefully you had a little bit of time off. I know, man. Bruh, traffic was crazy, like every day. Mad people out shopping in the city. Obviously, not everybody got all the days off. How was your break, Rosenberg?
It's been pretty good. I'm actually still down in D.C. right now. Did Hanukkah with the fam last night.
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah.
Yeah, first night of Hanukkah.
Eight crazy good. Nights.
I woke up yesterday with a random eye jammy.
Well, kind of like you got like you're leaking?
Yeah, like a sty, like I burst a blood vessel. I guess I was like rubbing my eye or sneezed or something.
What kind of partying was y'all doing?
None.
Damn.
But like, yeah, I don't know. It looked kind of gross and scary.
Smoking that DMV herb, got your eye jammy.
That's not how it works, I don't think. What kind of herb would do that? Your eyes
I don't know. Yo, nowadays, you never know, man.
I just looked it up.
I'm reading some articles about things they do in the marijuana out here. I don't know if they just trying to scare us or it's real, but, you know, everybody be careful.
No, no, please. You don't need that to scare people in my family. All you need is the articles about Omicron.
Oh, that's what y'all talked about, the new COVID variant the whole weekend?
My Lord. I wouldn't say the whole weekend, but it was a regular
75% of the time.
It was up there.
Laura, how was your...
I had some time off. It was nice.
Well, we're going to get to Laura Styles you know, her holiday break, that deserves its own segment.
No, so it we're doesn't. Gonna... No, it doesn't.
You sure? You sure?
Yeah, nah, nah. No,
it we're doesn't. Not giving it its own segment?
Nope.
Shawnee, how was your break?
Mine was good. I had the kids, you know what I'm saying? My sons, my daughter came up. We did the big Thanksgiving jamboree party. You know what
who
I'm
had
saying?
Who had the best performance in the family?
It was like three different generations, but the young ones, they did it. They did
they,
the
they had it.
Yeah,
they
made it happen.
That's how it's supposed to be.
In a collaborative effort. It wasn't one person kind of went. It was like they all combined, did a dance. Jaja played the steel pan. Asaya played the African drum.
Oh, like, Asaya came through.
Came through. He came through. Word. And said next year he want to play the cello. He's starting to play the cello. I was like, what?
Look at all you. All right, then. Playboy.
Yeah, nah, it was a vibe. So they made everybody go into the basement. They turned the lights out, made it like a theater move.
Oh, that's my fire. God, Fuego. That's cute.
I was
that's
like,
cute.
Wow. Yeah, the young ones.
Full production.
Full production. They was into
it. That's dope. That's dope. Well, it's shenanigan time. Let's get to it. Let's see who we got. We got Ricardo and Sherelle. Sherelle, good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Where you headed this morning?
Nowhere. I actually work from home, so I'm home.
Nice. Oh, you sounded like you was in the car. Well, shout to you getting that money at home, Sherelle. That's dope. How was your holiday? How was your break?
It was cool. It was cool. I got to spend it with my wife, with our family. So it was
That's
cool.
beautiful. That's beautiful, man. That's what it's all about, man. Giving thanks, man. Ricardo.
Yes, I love you.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, Sherelle. We love you, too. Ricardo was popping.
Not much, bro. How are you, man? Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. How was your break?
Right. Man, my break was good. You know, can't complain. Got to spend some time with family, loved ones. You know, what more can you ask for, right?
That's right. Rosenberg, we got to talk about that turkey. That my Popeye's turkey was smacking over here.
Yeah, it was pretty tasty. Pretty
you didn't tasty. You didn't love it, though.
I loved it day two. I didn't love it day one.
Really?
Loved it day two.
Day two was the crack off. All right, we'll get back
to it. Day one was good, but when it had one more day to sit in the juices overnight, it just hit kind of
leftovers do hit different.
Next year I'm gonna do that. Next year I'm gonna cook it the day before.
Ooh, that's a move. Now, some people, so my turkey baster comes with this nozzle you could screw on where you can inject the juices into the turkey.
Right, you've talked about that.
So, yeah, I hit it two times. So maybe that's why mine had a little bit of juicy and crispy on day one. That's but so day two good. is a crack off, for sure.
Yeah, it was different.
Laura, what are we giving away?
We have a 1619 book project.
Oh, that's right. The 1619 bestseller. Yeah, man. Shout out to Nicole Hannah-Jones. She's coming on the program. We got to talk about this book, 1619 Project. We lacing you up for the holidays. Sherelle, who do you want to represent you, me or Laura Stiles?
I love you, Ebro, but I'm going with Laura.
I mean, I love you too, but that's the right play.
All right.
Coming off the weekend, Laura's rested. You know what I'm saying? She's going to be firing off.
Let's see. Preach.
6 seconds on the clock.
That's
Shawnee
right.
with the question. Yeah, let's play. Laura, never lose it.
Right. Here we go.
Okay. Who would Will Smith ideally like to do?
Laura.
Ebro.
Will Smith would ideally like to do a versus with...
Three.
LL Cool J.
Two, that's a fact. I don't know why that would be a
that's
slaughter.
Crazy.
What is the longest river in South
Ebro.
America?
Laura.
Ebro.
The Amazon.
That is correct. Method Man says Power Laura. Book 2. Laura.
Power Book 2 was exclusively written for Mary J. Blige.
That's a fact. The world currently uses which calendar?
Laura.
Ebro.
Laura.
What is it called? The Gregory? Gregorian calendar?
Gregorian there calendar. It's a tie game. Which company is investing $14 million?
Laura.
Into black creators? Triller.
Triller. Laura's Triller. Up one. Who is the youngest president of the United States?
Ebro.
Laura.
Ebro.
The youngest president of the United States was John F. Kennedy.
Incorrect.
No? Oh, that's what I thought.
Oh.
Three.
And Barack, I guess.
I don't know. Yeah.
Taking a stab
Barack,
at it.
Barack? I don't, yeah.
Theodore Roosevelt.
He was younger than John F. Kennedy?
He was 42, but came in after President died. Kennedy is the youngest elected president at 43.
Oh, yeah,
I mean, that's how it goes. That's how it goes. Laura Wins.
Laura Wins. Sherelle.
Sherelle.
You laced up. We got a book for you. Get your read on, man. It's a great read. The 1619 Project. We love you, Ricardo. We love you, too. Everybody hang on. On the way, Flashing Lights, Laura Stills.
As Ebro mentioned earlier, we'll discuss, you know, designer and friend and father, Virgil Abloh. He passed away at 41. So we'll give you details on this coming up next.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. 97 minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Woo! Hot 97.
Let's go, Flashing Lights Town, Laura Stiles.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flashing lights. Lights.
Are you ready for the flashing lights? Laura Stiles can put us on.
Yeah, man. So sad. It definitely news that shocked the world yesterday. Designer Virgil Abloh passed away at 41. He had been battling a rare form of cancer since 2019. And he kept it very, very private. Yesterday, you saw all of the artists who loved him, all the fashion world who loved him, and family, friends, just, you know, super sad because it happened so fast. 41 is so young.
Well, man. You know, Virgil was such a nice dude, man. Such a good guy, such a giving guy, such a communicator. Like, even at the Louis Vuitton level, like, he was just a dude who wanted to do it for black creatives and black artists and do it for hip hop. Like, he was that, you know, on the fashion level. I mean, I met Virgil years ago, just like, you know, helping Kanye, and he was a DJ too.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so, you know, he was just a good dude, man. He was just a good dude. I was shocked yesterday. Shocked.
It was so random. I mean, publicly there was no information, no thought on this whatsoever. When Louis first sent it to our group, it hit you in one of those ways. You're like, this can't be right.
But it's one of those things, like, just like Chadwick Boseman, they chose to keep that in private, you know? There's it's so sad for people who suffer in silence. Some people just don't want to put it out there, and they want to continue living their life as normal as they can.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, there's...
I mean, we'll spend more time on it as the day goes on, but, you know, he did things that were unimaginable when he was a kid, the positions he got to. There was no way to think that he would be able to become the artistic director, the creative director for Louis Vuitton? How could he have even aspired to something like that? It's an incredible, incredible life that he lived.
Yeah, man. So I'm sure you will see a lot of people posting photos and memories of him on social media. But yeah, man, rest in peace to Virgil Abloh, 41 years old, man. So young. And he was a father, too. Two kids.
And a husband.
And a husband. Yep. Yeah. It's your flashing light report. The time is 7:02. Let me see. Today is a high of 41 degrees, and alternate side parking rules are in effect.
WQHDFM HD1 New York, 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Yo, it's Ebro Law Rosenberg. Good morning. We back, baby. Hopefully everybody enjoyed the extended weekend. Oh, it was going on, man. A lot of things happen.
Facts.
A lot of things happen. But first and foremost, man, I was trending all day on, what was that, Saturday?
Oh, boy.
I was litty on Saturday, boy.
Oh, wait. There's only and one button litty, for that I mean, kind of trend.
I mean...
Congratulations, you played yourself.
What? All that big Willie talk, hop you up, playing yourself, yo. Playing yourself, yo. Playing yourself. I don't play. But you know, when you make irresponsible jokes playing with somebody's name, that's an African name, and you start making irresponsible jokes and somebody just decides to loose put it up on Twitter. Woo, you about to catch them flames, Daddy.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Man, I was all type of colorist, anti-black. I was a coon. I was, man, they hit me with the heat, as Missy Elliott would say.
You played yourself.
And they dumped it on me, and I just took the L. I just stood in the flames and took the L. I didn't even go look at the old interview from 2013 with Tinashe.
You just believed it.
I just took it. I didn't even know if after the segment that they chopped and put on Twitter, it got worse or got better. But, you know, we used to play around with Tinashe when she came by. I used to call her Tanisha, too. I'm sure that probably wouldn't go over well either. Hit me with the button.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
But, yeah, they was giving me the business, baby. So I just took it.
You became a proud boy real fast.
Oh, what? Gosh.
Bruh. Like, yo.
So wait, so what? You in the interview you were talking about her name being too.
I said no, and so in 2013, remember how I used to play with Tinashe's name? She come up
this,
here,
this some
and
audio.
I would be like, "Yeah, play it."
Right, let's see. I just looked.
Oh
over.
God.
Well, her name is Tinashe. What's her last name?
Good That's, job.
But she doesn't go by her last name.
I just want the people to know her last.
What name. Is your last name?
Kachingwe.
The Kachingwe.
Now, Ka-ching. Can we point out how light-skinned she is with the ghetto-ass name, though?
It's not a ghetto name. She has an African name. Her name's Nigerian. What was it?
Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwean.
Did you just confuse Nigerians?
Wale, I thought you just brought up Wale, so I was thinking Nigerian. But my point is, that's not ghetto. She has an African name.
Yeah, but sometimes these ghetto names are actually African. And so they took that clip and they put it up. And we used to play around and talk about my name and other people's names being considered ghetto. Or like, you know, when your name goes up on a job resume and they don't call you back because you have an ethnic name. So we used to play around with that all the time. Anyway, they took that, threw that up on Twitter.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Zimbabwe Twitter was coming for you.
Zimbabwe. All Africa came
African
from.
Twitter was
Yo, shout out to Africa.
Africa came too?
Yeah, the whole continent. Bam. And then the diaspora.
Yo, yep. But you know, listen, you did the right thing. You did what you always say people should do. You followed your own advice. You just sat in the heat and you owned it, and I respect it. At the same time, yo, the irony of the kind of person Ebro is in life. I mean, this is the same dude.
It don't matter, though, bro. It don't matter when you play too much. When you play too much, because I play a lot. They gonna find some. Yo, I put up a tweet. I said, psh, this ain't the last time where y'all gonna find some other clips of me saying some crazy stuff. Y'all,
because well, you knew they were looking at that point. Once they start looking,
yeah, they gonna keep looking. But that's the world we live in, especially when you get to a certain point in the game. As long as I've been in the game, they gonna pull up some old, take well, it out of context, like always, and refry me too, like beans.
You always say that too. It's not even playing too much. It also didn't play well and wasn't funny. So
right.
That combo is you're dead. It was just
congratulations.
Fry
you
me
played
up.
Yourself.
Yo, come on now. Shout out to Zimbabwe. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? Yo, y'all Twitter strong out yep. there. Yo, Tinashe Twitter, don't play.
Don't
Yo, but
play.
By the way, I've been in dust ups with Tinashe Twitter before in the past. Tinashe Twitter don't play.
See?
And I know Tinashe's mom and dad. Like, we're cool. But tonight, yo, that Tinashe Twitter don't play around.
So you took the flames. You said my bad.
Yeah, yeah. I was just like, yo, it was a bad joke. We was playing around with the name skit, and people was like, that's not a good enough apology. And other people was like, yo, congratulations, you played yourself. So we hit the button on Twitter and social, all of it. We got busy.
Just say it Lord, one more time. Just say it one more time and clean it out. My bad. I'm sorry.
Oh, yo, no. Complete apologies. Complete L. Yo, I was playing too much. Hit me with the button one more time.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Yeah, for sure. Laura, what you got today?
So NBA fans have been out of pocket for the past couple years. There's always been some kind of drama. Sports fans, it happens, right? But this one, LeBron James, he had two fans ejected from the game. I mean, it was only 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter, but two Indiana Pacers fans got the boot in front of everyone because they thought it was okay to yell things at LeBron like, I hope your son dies in a car accident.
Whoa. What? Wait, whoa.
Like, what kind of piece of crap are you to say that to anybody?
Wait, who said that?
Two Indiana Pacers fans who were sitting courtside decided to yell that at LeBron while they're playing. Wow. LeBron comes over with, you know, staff and points at him. And yo, and these two, it's a girl and a guy. Their faces are so slappable. Like, when you see them, you're just like, ugh.
Really?
Yes.
What is
slappable faces? Yes. As they're walking out, she's making fun of herself by putting a pout and the crying eyes, you know what I mean, as she's walking out. But, you know, I know her feelings were hurt getting kicked out in front of everybody. But, man, you got to be a special piece of garbage to say that to somebody. Just give them the button just for even being there.
Congratulations.
But having the nerve to say something like that to somebody else. Who says that, bro?
Well, how does that even come up? As something you would say to rattle someone.
Like, wishing death on somebody's child? Like, what kind of human are you?
Do people yell stuff like that at sporting events or something? Am I out the loop?
I've never heard
where people yell death to people's children as a way to rattle them during a sporting event? No?
Disgusting. Never heard that.
I've heard, like, you ugly. U-G-L-Y. You ain't got no alibi. Hey. You ugly. No, that don't work. That don't fly no more.
Ugly is fine.
That's old school. They stepped it up. Now you got to, they coming for your kids.
What about your mama jokes? See, playing too much. You play with the wrong person.
Right.
That's what you,
don't do it. Don't do it.
Rosenberg, what's on your list today? Play yourself.
Well, you judge this how you want. I'm not saying who gets the congrats, but it feels like there's a congrats. You heard that Dave Chappelle went back to Duke Ellington School of the Arts here in D.C. last week and spoke at the school.
I saw a headline like they brought him back. That's his alma mater?
Yeah, that's his alma mater. Yep.
Got it.
Reportedly, 8 students questioned Chappelle about the special and the jokes that he made referring to the trans community. One reportedly called him a bigot. He said, the kid said, I'm 16 and I think you're childish. You handled it like a child. And he had a back and forth with the kids. And in speaking at the school and making the jokes, supposedly parents ended up offended. And students ended up offended with the language that he used while speaking at his alma mater. Now, I don't know if the congratulations is for Dave Chappelle or for someone by being offended by the words that a known comedian uses while performing.
Right.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Dave gave out 600 Thanksgiving meals and tickets to the screening of his new documentary.
Listen. I've seen Dave Chappelle say some very offensive things. Did I ever tell you about the time I was at the Rihanna fundraiser and Dave was doing stand-up and started doing Kelly jokes to piss people off? At Rihanna's fundraiser. I might have been the only one laughing. Because I was laughing at how offensive it was on purpose. And it was Rihanna's fundraiser. So Dave has done this before. Dave he enjoys making things awkward, to say the least. So, you know, none of this is new. But you could still give Dave the congratulations you played yourself, or you can give it to the people that invited him there, because he's going to be Dave Chappelle no matter where you invite him.
Yeah, I would say the people who invited him should know, you know, better they get the button, no?
Well, in response to another question, this is not verbatim, but it was an antagonistic question, and reportedly Dave responded to one of the kids, I'm better than every instrumental artist, no matter what you do in this school right now. I'm better than all of you. I'm sure you'll change that. I'm sure you'll be household names soon. It sounds like more or less it just got awkward and antagonistic. That's what it sounds like. So the congrats.
I mean, but that's might- that's Dave Chappelle's way of saying you guys are going to be great one day. It's just not today.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
But the congrats might be is that young people, the super young generation right now, their view of things is not the same as Dave's typical audience right now. Dave's audience of 35-year-olds is not the same as 16-year-olds right now. They are different.
Yeah, for sure. You know, these kids are sensitive. And that's good. They're in touch. They're not as jaded and calloused and mean as people in my era.
Well, and they didn't have to come up in the same way that Dave did. It's a different kind of life, you know?
Right, for sure.
Either way.
Well, I don't know. Somebody's getting the button here, so hit the button.
Just give it a second.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up. Playing yourself, you're playing yourself, you're playing yourself. I don't play.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live. June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Listen, y'all, we got tickets. We got good times. I want to remind school teachers out there, you know, if you work in New York City public schools, we're giving away $1,000 a week to a classroom. You just write in, go to hot97.com/secure in the future. Ebro in the morning alongside the Hip Hop Has Heart Foundation. We trying to get some cash in your hands, not only for the holidays, but just in general. There's a lot of New York City classrooms in public school that do not have everything they need, and teachers are scrambling all the time to make sure the kids have up-to-date books and just you know, just regular stuff, pencils. We talked to a teacher last week over in East New York. They have a sock drive. They got kids showing up to school in this winter cold with no socks. So we trying to help them get socks. We gave them some money, all that. So the work continues. But any support, man, you can always reach out to the Hip Hop Has Heart Foundation if you have extra this holiday to spread around. But we are giving $1,000 a week to a teacher for their classroom. And make sure you go check it out at hot97.com. It's Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Good morning. Cast 1, 97 minutes, commercial free. It's time for another episode of Curve. People go on dates and then it happens. It's very common. You think things are live and it's good.
Yeah, sometimes you think it went smooth. The next thing you know, it's quiet for you.
Crickets. You're not hearing back. Well, we have, I think it's Diane, right?
It's Dion.
Dion, excuse me.
Yeah.
So you met Tyson on Soul Swipe.
Yep.
And then what happened?
We went to this movie. We had drinks afterwards. It was real fun. We had a good time. You know, he kissed me goodnight. And then I didn't hear anything. You know, I tried to call him. I tried to text him. And I didn't hear anything. And I don't think I went crazy with the calling or texting or nothing. But he didn't get back to me.
How many times did you call? How many times did you text? Because crazy is subjective sometimes.
Good point.
You know, like once a week or something. Hey, what's up? You know, and nothing.
Did he try to touch the inner thigh and you kind of moved away from it?
No. Like, you know, everything was cool.
Look, he might have went for the inner thigh and then you moved away. And then he like, you know what? I can't even hold the thigh at the movie. I'm good. I don't want to do this no more. I just want to figure it out, Dion, is all I'm saying. Here we go. Let's call Tyson and see what he has to say.
Hello?
Tyson. Hey, what's going on, man? It's Ebro from Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hi, Tyson.
Yo, what's good?
You met a young lady, y'all went to a movie, and then how come you never text her anymore?
Dude, let me tell you, man, yo, this chick is kind of crazy, man. That's why I ain't call her back.
But give me, like, what do you mean?
Yeah, what's crazy?
Do? first off, you know, I'm gonna be a gentleman. You know, I'm a buy everything. But as soon as like I'm buying stuff, she see a friend of hers and she like, yo, this is my man. This is my boyfriend. I'm like, chick, this is our first day out. Like, I don't know you like that. Like, don't be telling nobody that I'm your man. And then all of a sudden, she's like, yo, I want this and I want this. Like, ordering, like, mad stuff at the movies. I'm like, chick, you can only get, like, so many hot dogs and nachos and stuff. I'm like, yo, what are you doing?
Well, we have Dion on the phone. Dion, does this match up with your story at all? Because
no. No, it does not, because all I know is I made, like, one joke about, so maybe this is how you treat your girlfriends. That's all I said. Excuse me? Oh, you can only buy all this stuff or whatever for me. First off, I offered to pay. Second off, you think that I'm going to be trying to be your girlfriend over some hot dogs? You crazy?
I'm just curious, how many snacks did you order?
I ordered, like, a hot dog and some popcorn.
That's not bad.
Thank you. So if you got problems with that, that's not me. That's your personal bank account that you need to work with. Okay. And I offered to pay.
All right. Tyson?
Yo, we on the date, and then you introduced me as your boyfriend, which you did do. And I was like, chick, I'm not going to buy you food and your girl food as we sit up here and watch this movie.
All right. Somebody is bold-faced lying. Either Tyson's making this whole thing up, or Dion, you're not telling us the truth.
Why would I be on the radio looking for a boyfriend?
But here's the thing that doesn't make sense.
Someone's lying.
Here's the thing that doesn't make sense. Dion, you called us, right?
Yeah.
Tyson didn't hit you back.
Right.
So evidently, either he made this whole thing up in his mind as a reason not to hit you back and he's bold-faced lying to us, or you really did do it and you didn't think it was a big deal and now you're embarrassed on the radio.
Tell the truth.
Why would I order for my friend? That doesn't even make sense. Like, none of that makes sense.
I'm going to go around the room real quick. Everybody on the line, hang on. I believe Tyson, y'all.
Yeah.
I believe her.
So you think Tyson just didn't want to hit her back?
Yeah, and I think he's just making this up. He didn't have the guts to tell her. He just wasn't into her.
He wouldn't make up a straight fabricated story. He would just be like,
what do you think, Rosenberg?
Tyson. I'm going Tyson.
Yeah.
All the girls believe Dion. Well, let's hear from Tyson. Would you ever go on another date with Dion?
No.
And that's the other reason I believe Tyson is because Dion's the one calling us. Mm-hmm. Tyson ain't looking for her.
Right.
Dion, you got any last words?
Don't call me. Don't text me. We done.
He hasn't texted you. Then you see what I'm saying? That's why I believe Tyson. He ain't hit her.
Damn. This is not helping your case.
Think you got curved? Hit us up right now at gotcurved@gmail.com so we can get to the bottom of it for you.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Are we on?
Are we live?
Yo, I just learned there's a DMX documentary on HBO Max that Cats was watching all weekend. How come nobody told me?
I don't know.
Where's the promo?
I didn't know about it either.
There's so many shows these days and so many docs. This one just popped up on HBO Max, and the second you see the logo and the trailer, you're like, oh, I got to see this, and it was phenomenal.
Wow!
Laura, the weeping that you will do at the end of this doc. Woof.
Oh, gosh, I don't know if I need more weeping, but I'm gonna watch it.
But it's beautiful.
That's super sad, huh? Damn.
It's not that it's super sad. It's his life, you know.
Right,
it's
right,
it's
right,
which
right.
it's his which, complicated by the way,
relationships with his kids. It's all of that, and
man.
His family's all in it. The newest mother of his youngest child, Exodus, the older baby moms and their kids, everyone's in it. It all starts the day he got out of jail in 2019, and it is a watch, man. It's worth watching.
What's the name of it?
I do not know.
Let me see. It's the first thing on HBO Max.
I do not know.
You open it up.
As soon as you open it up.
Yep.
Y'all was on HBO Max yesterday. I didn't see it.
Really? Don't try to understand. So it's called.
Man, go support that DMX doc, man. On HBO Max. I didn't even see the promo. DMX Don't Try to Understand. Yo, that guy's life, man. Incredible. The things he overcame. Incredible. Call right now, 800-223-9797. DJ John is here. We got takes, man. It's DJ John. DJ John.
DJ John.
Yo, one day, John.
DJ John.
They're going to pull up audio of me calling you the tallest Mexican. And they're going to be frying me up on Twitter again, baby.
You just said
congratulations. It. You played yourself.
You just said it right now. You just said it.
John, how was your holiday, bro? How was Giving Thanks Day?
It was good, man. It's good to see my nieces and nephews. They're growing, man. They're getting tall. One's in college. The other one's with the new boyfriend.
Wow. What?
The other one is like...
How's the soccer player, the one, the team that we sponsored?
Well, she changed her direction. She's going to be going to a school out here next year in New York. Like, going to, like...
So she's not playing soccer anymore?
No.
You didn't tell her, yo, we got all that money for you and you just going to change up?
No, I learned something new about her, you know, because, you know, as an athlete, you run through obstacles, and she ran through a racist obstacle.
What?
Yeah, like, she, her from what I know, her teammates would be the supportive because she's the only Spanish Latina girl on the team.
And the rest so she felt like they was being racist towards her?
Yeah, it was, and plus she was getting tired, she was getting drained.
She didn't tell him crackers, yo, I'm Latina, we run soccer.
I told her.
Y'all better be lucky I'm on your squad.
I thought like, you didn't lump someone in the head. I would have supported it.
These white soccer players ain't going nowhere. You better stick with me.
But she found a new path, so I'm happy.
What's she doing now? Let's support her.
She's gonna join. She probably either go to either FIT or Parsons.
Okay, fashion. Yeah, so. Fashion. All right. Okay. Yeah.
Good for her.
What are you giving the people right now when they call, John?
Oh, Jack Harlow's back.
Jack Harlow.
You know what I'm saying? We still, you know, going the post Thanksgiving a specialty, so you get $100 towards your
No,
John.
Oh, right. Man.
John.
Hold it together, Johnny.
What's going on?
John is still on vacation, clearly.
Oh, come no. On.
It's here, John. Let me hook you up.
Oh, okay.
Let me hook
you up. Hook him up, Laura.
All right.
Laura been making sure a lot of people was on point lately.
Oh, win a free.
That's been her whole holiday.
Win a free pay-per-view code to watch the unbeaten 5-time world champion and boxing hottest attraction, Gervonta Tank Davis. Shout out to Davis, man. Yo, he's popping.
Gervonta.
Yeah, man. Going down. Listen, going versus the Pitbull Cruz. Isaac Pitbull Cruz Explosive Showdown. Catch. It's Sunday, December 5th, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. You know what it is.
I don't know.
Did you got, yo, Rosenberg, did you see Teofimo lose all his belts over the weekend?
No, yeah. I didn't even know the fight was happening.
Brooklyn's own Teofimo lost, said he was going to knock Duke out in the first round. He got put on his ass in the first round by the Australian kid. I forget his name.
It was a huge upset, and it really messes up the future of that division, which was supposed to be Lopez would eventually take on or have another fight with Lomachenko. That's now out the window. No Lomachenko, too, because Teofimo got lost a split decision. Title's gone.
Wow. Lost all
weird,
his
though.
Belt.
I literally didn't even know it was happening.
Well, because remember, it kept getting postponed. They've been planning this fight for like a year. Got kept getting postponed because of the promoter problems, this, that. But anyway, Brooklyn's own. Brooklyn lost the belts, man. Damn it. Mm. Who we got online, Shawnee Culture?
We got Yolanda Vega.
No. Really?
Shawnee.
Yo, man.
What?
I don't like the way you said it, man.
Yolanda. It's Yolanda.
Yolanda was popping.
Yo, man.
With a J?
With a J.
Oh. Yeah.
Wait, why he couldn't say Yolanda Vega, though? Yolanda Vega's the homie. Yeah. She used to come on the show and everything.
I was waiting to get that money from Yolanda Vega.
Yolanda Vega.
Well, her name is Jolanda.
Jolanda.
This is Jolanda.
Jolanda.
Yeah.
Jolanda, where you calling us from this morning?
Brooklyn. I'm going to work right now.
Okay, get that money. Well, answer this question very quickly. That's how you could be smarter than DJ John and get money from Jack Harlow and Jack Harlow tickets and all that.
No, Jack Harlow, you bro.
No.
We went through this.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
The pay-per-view situation.
Yeah, pay-per-view code, remember? Man.
Pay-per-view code.
But I don't know if it's on DAZN or Showtime. It does not say on the sheet, so I don't know.
Oh, this is a disaster.
That doesn't say on the sheet, but I think it's
answer this question, Yolanda. Let's go.
All right. Can you tell us what religion celebrates Hanukkah?
What religion?
What?
Say Kanye.
Celebrate Hanukkah?
Say
yes,
Kanye.
Hanukkah.
The Jewish?
Jewish? The yes. Jewish.
Close
name,
enough. Yes.
The Jewish.
The Jewish.
The Jews, correct.
Wow. That's the Jews.
All right, DJ.
Eight crazy nights. Yo, Hanukkah's dumb early. This is one of those years where Hanukkah's dumb early.
Crazy. It's ridiculous.
Happy Hanukkah, everybody. All right, Hanukkah. DJ John.
Yes, sir.
What does the word Hanukkah mean?
In what language you trying to talk? In what? In Jewish?
Good question.
In Hebrew.
Oh, in Hebrew.
In Jew.
I cannot.
Three, two, one. Peace.
What do you say?
Peace.
It means dedication.
Oh, yeah. Dedicated to peace.
Israel. Wow, John. Wow.
In Israel. Yo, Yolanda.
Yolanda.
Yeah.
We got this pay-per-view code for you to watch some boxing.
Yeah, man.
Who's she watching? Hey, DJ John.
Tank versus the Pitbull.
Javante Davis versus... fight on the way.
Yes, sir.
Yolanda, hang on 1 second. We love you. Okay. Have a great day at work.
Have a good day. Thank you.
All right. We love you for listening. Yo, John, can you get your prizes together, bro?
I'm sorry. I just got back.
It's all good. On the way, flashing lights. Laura Styles was cracking.
Coming up in a flashing lights report, I'll give you some highlights and big winners of the Soul Train Awards. Coming up next.
Time for some action.
See, DJ John.
We back from vacation.
DJ John.
Congratulations.
DJ John.
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah.
Hanukkah. Yeah.
Ayo, time for Tomasan.
Ayo, hello.
We get Cash it right tomorrow. Tomorrow we back on.
We'll get it right.
Tomorrow. We back from vacation.
Yo, it's a whole mess, bro. It's a whole mess. Laura Styles, Rosenberg, the old man Ebro, the family's here, man. Flashing lights. What you got cooking, Kiko?
I told you, highlights and big winners of the Soul Train Awards.
I keep thinking it can't get worse, and it does.
What's happening today?
We back from the kitchen.
No, we're not.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
It's going. It's happening.
Yo, wait. Cast One, you okay?
Yeah, I'm good, man. I had a situation over here I got to deal
what
with.
What happened?
What now?
You have to hit the button on me, Shawnee.
You be back from
the I started a fire for the first time yesterday in the fireplace. And I think you're supposed to close the chimney. I forgot to, so now there's ashes everywhere.
Oh. Congratulations. You played
yourself.
Wait,
you didn't close the flue?
Wow.
Nope. I forgot.
And then wind is just blowing crazy in the house?
Yo, it's crazy. There's a snowstorm in here. So I'm going back and forth like, yo, why is there soot in the... What's going on in here?
Oh, congratulations. You played yourself. Well,
here's the crazy part, right? My wife's still sleeping. When she wake up, it's about to be a problem in here.
Oh, I'm trying to get spazzing on you. Wait, is it all over the furniture? It's everywhere?
It's not over the... It's, thankfully it's not over the furniture because I covered everything up, but it's definitely all over the floor. Like your socks, you walk on the floor, you just have black bottom socks. I'm like, oh man, it's gonna be bad.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
She getting text messages right now as soon as you're talking about
it. Yo, stop, man. Yo, everybody, yo, stop. Fade up, seriously, stop.
Oh my God.
Yo, cause that's the worst. That makes things worse. When somebody in the house wakes up to the bad news of what's going on in their house before they know what's going on in their house.
Yeah, it's bad.
You got wood floors or carpeted floors?
I got wood floors. Luckily, you know, I could wipe all of that up. I could clean that up. We good.
All right, you'll be all right. It's just a mess, but you just got to clean it up. Ugh.
Let's go. Flashing Lights time. Laura Staff.
Oh, my God.
We still on vacation. Everybody falling apart.
The 2021 Soul Train Music Awards, presented by BET, went down on Sunday night, held at New York City's historic Apollo Theater. So it was a pre-tape celebration, but, you know, it was dope to kick off the night. Silk Sonic, Bruno Mars, and Anderson .Paak delivered songs from their album and killed it as usual. It was hosted by Tashina Arnold and Tisha Campbell. And, look, Jasmine Sullivan was a big winner of the night. She's so beautiful, man. She's amazing. She took home the first televised award of the evening for Best R&B Soul Female Artist.
Yo, and that, as she should. That album, Hotel's crazy.
And received another trophy for Album of the Year. Normani won her first award for Best Dance Performance, and she thanked all the women artists who came before her. And Ashanti was honored with the Lady of Soul Award. And as she was giving her speech, it was so sweet. They kept showing her mom, and her mom was like bawling, crying. I was like, oh, it was sweet. It was sweet.
That's dope. Yo, and Silk Sonic, as Laura pointed out, yo, man, them dudes, man. I love them dudes. Great time. They bodied it. Shout to the Apollo Theater. And just holding those Soul Train Awards up in Harlem. It was just dope. And shout to Harlem. I think it was like the 75th anniversary or something of the Soul Train Awards? Or was it 50?
It said it was, okay, so I was confused because it says, like in the titles, it says, the annual ceremony brought the sweet soul to New York City's Apollo Theater on the music dance program's 50th anniversary. So, yeah.
Dope. There it is.
But it was beautiful. And also, I forgot, Maxwell brought a lot of emotions. He accepted the Living Legend Award for his 25-year-plus career.
Shout out to our bro Max. Love that guy. Great guy.
That's your Flashing Lights report. The time is 8 a.m. High of 41 degrees. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Sending love and light to everybody in the community. Fashion community. Hip-hop community. The passing of Virgil Abloh shocked us all. Yesterday when we learned of a rare cancer, he passed away, something he's been dealing with for years. He was 41 years old. And as they say, legends never die. You know, the mark that he put on fashion and culture will live on forever. Rest in peace, Virgil Abloh, for sure.
WQHT HD1 New York.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, good morning. Good morning. We're getting back in the buggy. You know, from the moment you know Thanksgiving's coming, all the way through New Year's Eve, family affairs, family events, travel, gatherings, cooking, food, many things to give thanks for. But while you're giving thanks, there's always something that's going to try to remind you that there's some annoying things that are going to take place in your life. Because you're trying to be positive. You're trying to give thanks. But then like Cass One, he got through the whole weekend. Used the fireplace for the first time. And currently, how's that house cleanup going, Cass?
It's going. You know what I'm saying? We get in there. Piece by piece, little by little.
Has your wife woken up yet?
A little bit of dust. Yo, man, stop, bro. Stop. Yo. Listen, she's actually off from work today, so she's sleeping in. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh. Yeah. Wait, you ruined her day off?
No, no, she don't know. She's good. She
Cass is trying to clean everything up before she wakes up.
Good. I already got a schedule for. So she has to go get a massage today, and you know she had a couple of. She got to go do her nails. She had a couple of things to do. So you know what I'm saying, while she's out, you're gonna take care of the situation.
So you got to leave the show early to go mop the floors because you left the flue open on the fireplace.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, we'll talk to you later, bro.
Oh my God.
See you later, man.
Later, man.
800-223-9797. Thanksgiving disasters. Man. Get it out of your system. That's the only way to get through it and make sure you don't carry this energy over. You know what I'm saying? Because things could go left.
Facts.
I had a disaster. It happened on social media, though, not in my real life.
True.
People pulled up an interview from 2013, me making fun of Tinashe's name, playing around too much, and they hit me with the biggest.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Oh, they fried me all day, Saturday, Sunday. Colorists, racists.
How quickly all of that. How quickly did you realize it was a disaster?
Oh, right away. Right away, because it's indefensible. There's no, you can't defend it. You can't defend it. You know what I mean? Playing around with Tinashe's African name.
Oh, man.
Making stereotypical jokes. You can't defend it. You got to just take the L.
Yeah, but you didn't know. Like, I saw someone post about it in the morning, and I was like, oh, that's a nasty post. I didn't know 6 hours later your name would just be trending. I didn't know that was going to happen.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know that either. It was slow news day.
It was a slow news day. It built.
A slow news day. Wasn't much going on Saturday after Thanksgiving, except frying the old man up for being an idiot. But it happens, you know, it happens, especially for me when I play too much. It won't be the last time, boys and girls. It won't be the last time. Shawnee, did you have any Thanksgiving disasters? We're going to take your calls, too, if you guys want to share one.
I don't really remember anything crazy. I know the food was good. A lot of people was tweeting me their version of ambrosia. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why. And a lot of big up to all fruit my mayonnaise. Haitian people. You know what I'm saying? IET, they want to show me. Nah, we do this too. We do this too, and sending me pictures. Nah, fam, I'm talking about mayonnaise.
It wasn't mayonnaise.
Nobody eats mayonnaise with fruit, Shawnee.
Actually, like, no. Somebody did call in. Remember, Shawnee, last week? Somebody called, tweeted, and said they do it.
Exactly. She was like, her mom's be putting the mayonnaise with the fruit.
No way.
But that's not what Shawnee saw. No.
No.
People were like, you could do it with sour cream, and you could do this. Nah, we's good. I appreciate y'all. I'm good on that, though.
Wait, you said that Haitian folks make ambrosia for Thanksgiving?
That's what I'm seeing. Some Haitian people, big up my Haitian pee, but it's like, we do this, too. It's not just white people. I'm like, well, I don't know if y'all be putting the mayonnaise with the fruit. I saw it.
No mayonnaise.
But the place we was at, Shawnee didn't do mayonnaise and fruit neither.
You sure?
It was whipped cream with fruit. That's what they told us.
Isn't this an indicator, though, of that Shawnee really is into misinformation? He repeats the same false thing every day.
I don't know about that.
And anyway, you do know.
At my crib.
And then Ebro said that they told you it wasn't.
I don't know about that.
Now, clearly, I like making fun of white people. So I'm going to let you keep saying mayonnaise with fruit. Just because it's funny.
That's what it looked like. It was very white. You know what I'm saying?
But 10 years from now, somebody's going to take this clip of us making fun of white people and use it against us.
I mean, mayonnaise is white. I'm just saying the bowl was very white.
But it was whipped cream. It couldn't be more different than mayonnaise.
True. Well, at my table, we had some curry chicken. You know what I'm saying?
That's not a disaster. We focused on a disaster.
It was great, yeah.
Because we need to help people get it out of their system. If something went left this holiday, talk about it now.
My trip started with a disaster. How about this? My man, when we get to the airport and I was trying to do... You know, you guys have a checklist, you know, when you're leaving the house?
You have to, especially when you got a baby.
Yeah, you know, I'm traveling for the first time with a toddler, so I'm like, and he's like, I got this. We get to the airport, he forgets the baby suitcase.
What? This should have been in congratulations, wow. You played yourself.
The suitcase or like the baby bag that you just carry?
No, the suitcase.
All the clothes, bottles.
Yep.
Wow.
Luckily, I had a diaper bag with bottles and, you know, diapers would hold me down. We were only going for 4 days. And clothes, at least I was able to buy once I got over there. I was like, I'll just buy some clothes. But I was tight. When I tell you I was tight, oh my goodness. I was so bad.
Jeez,
Thanksgiving disasters. It happens. Rosenberg, you? How'd it go?
I didn't really have any disasters. I don't think. It was pretty clean. No food disasters. My eye is messed up for no reason. I don't know why I have a bloodshot eye. So, besides that, no. I don't think so.
Your new lady punched you in the eye while you were sleeping?
No punches. She made a delicious mac and cheese.
Rockin'.
The mashed potatoes came out slamming. The Popeye's turkey? No. Knock on wood. I'm still going to the Washington football game tonight, so there could still be my disaster coming.
Yo, be careful. Don't be taking your pink eye everywhere, bro.
I don't think it's pink eye.
Good thing you're outside. It's outside. Wash your hands. Who you got online, Shawnee? Thanksgiving disasters. Let's get it out of our system and move on to the positive.
We got Leia.
Leia.
Hey, it's Leah.
Leah, sorry about that. Good morning. Give thanks. Positive vibes. What happened?
Thanksgiving. I dropped Thanksgiving bars, Peter Rosenberg, for my Thanksgiving dinner. We say grace, and then I said, let me put on some Thanksgiving music. I have the perfect song. And
wow.
Then I play it. My mother-in-law. There's a whole lot of turkey in where?
You offended the mother-in-law?
Yo, you played Rosenberg's song? No!
The dirty version? Song, man. I played it all morning.
It's a whole lot of turkey in his mouth.
Dinner disaster. Whole lot of turkey. I love you guys. Thank you for listening to my disaster.
We love you too. Thank you for calling. Please never play curse words and blame it on us, all right? That was your fault. You did that.
We got Anthony.
Anthony, good morning. Hey. Thanksgiving disasters. What went left, man?
Hey, good morning, man. How y'all doing? So, I was in charge of making the turkey. You know, everybody, my wife's family, they loved the turkey last year, so I did it again this year. I assigned everybody else to bring some sides in so we can all, you know, have a nice meal. Nobody brought anything, man. We just had turkey, and I took it upon myself to make some mashed potatoes. And that was it, man. Just turkey and mashed potatoes, bro. Yo, I was a little tight at first, but I ended up just finishing off being just highly disappointed, man.
Aww. Oh, man. Aunt,
but was
sorry
the turkey
to hear that.
And mashed potatoes delicious?
The mashed potatoes were amazing. The turkey was amazing and moist. But I just looked down at my plate and I was like, yo, man.
He said, yo, man.
Yo, yo,
you do.
I just looked down at my plate.
I was like, yo, man.
Yo, man.
This ain't no feast.
Poor guy.
That is funny, bro. Let's go to Cheyenne, man. Cheyenne, good morning. Cheyenne, thanks. Good morning. Thanksgiving disaster. How did it go left?
So my mom's fiance, she told him to bring up some milk from the fridge downstairs, and he brought up the milk. My mom looked at it and said it was expired. She had bought a brand new milk from Costco, and the expired milk somehow ended up back in our fridge. So when my mom made the mac and cheese, she accidentally ended up using the spoiled milk and the mac and cheese, and she didn't realize it until she was making the mashed potatoes.
No.
What?
Nobody ate it, though.
We were tasting the mac and cheese, making sure that, you know, the flavor is good. And then when it tasted fine. It tasted like how her mac and cheese usually tastes. But then when she went to make the mashed potatoes, she tasted the mashed potatoes, and the mashed potatoes were off.
Yo, did anybody get bubble guts over there? Anybody have an explosive situation? Good.
No, nobody had any explosive situations except my mom blowing up at her fiance.
Wow. Yeah, that's how it happens sometimes.
We got Eddie on the line.
Spoiled milk in the Mac.
Don't spoil the Mac.
Good morning.
Eddie. How did it go left, man, from Thanksgiving?
Y'all the best show in the morning. The best. I love y'all guys.
Thanks. We love you too, Eddie. Thank you so much. What happened to you, man?
Yo, so Thanksgiving was bomb. I had a great time with my family and everything. It was that Saturday I ended up getting more than bubble guts. There's like a stomach flu going around in the daycare, and I caught that. It was a disaster.
Damn. Throwing up and everything, huh?
Everything. Both ways. But, yo, I'm glad Thanksgiving only comes once a year because I don't even want to think about cranberry. I don't want to think about gravy. I don't want to think about nothing.
Yo, look, bro, I'll tell you what I'm still thinking about. I still got a half a Patti LaBelle sweet potato pie sitting on that counter in there right now.
Patty!
I've been crushing that joint. I'm
excited. Keep the heart back with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Facts.
The hardest thing I find about the weekend is that, you know, as someone who's watching my weight, you know, you got to prepare for Thanksgiving. You know you're going to consume a lot. But the problem is the meal is the beginning.
Yes.
You know, Friday we had a little celebratory dinner with the friends. We went out. Saturday we had the full lunch leftover meal. Last night was Hanukkah, potato pancake. It's been four straight days.
Yo, were the latkes cracking last night, son?
What? My mom made turkey meatloaf. Ooh. The latkes were slapping. We had cranberry sauce, applesauce. She made holiday cookies. We did a white elephant gift exchange. You guys ever done this?
What does that mean?
Yeah, what is that?
A white elephant is like everyone buys a gift, and then you pull numbers, and you sort of select a gift, and then people can steal the gift. It's basically a way for people to just all buy one gift instead of many gifts, and you kind of turn it into a fun little thing.
What's that got to do with a white elephant, though?
I do not know, okay? But I shouldn't have said it, because anytime anyone says the word white, you know Ebro's going to take it to some weird place.
No, I wasn't even on that page. Honestly, I just didn't know what the white elephant had to do with it.
I don't know either. I truthfully don't know what white elephant means. I'm sure people call us right now because they do it too. It was our first year doing it, but I don't know what it means. But
they always trying to make something white. See? Oh, my See? God. Elephant. Elephants are really black. You know what I mean? Let's keep it 100.
Africa.
Talk about
Nah, they're really black. Like, their skin is really dark. It's pigmented skin, right, and they cover it with mud, and they look like that gray color, whatever, but they say elephants are really black.
Wow.
And now they want to be
Hey, Ebro, be careful, man. Just be careful.
That's what they say.
No, I know.
The elephant ain't white, though. We know that.
Right.
Facts. Black.
My God.
Sounds like a fun time, though. Shout out to your family. With the white elephant. Was it called the white elephant gift stealing? What is it? Gift giving?
It's called white elephant.
I've seen some white elephants go really, really bad.
What do you mean?
Well, when people get the gift and then somebody can steal the gift from them, but they really wanted the gift that somebody stole from them, it gets ugly.
Well, how about this? I'm going to reveal this right now. I forgot to mention this in Holiday Disasters.
Here we go.
I got this gift last night. It was, Laura, it was super cute. My mom had bought it, apparently.
Okay.
It was a little dog and fire hydrant salt and pepper shaker.
Oh, cute. Okay.
Right? We're talking about small gifts. And I stole it from my brother. My brother got it, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to take that one, and I stole it. Yo, my sister-in-law would not stop begging me for the salt and pepper shaker to the point that at the end, she shook me down, and I gave it to her.
Oh, my gosh. Mm.
Yeah, and then afterwards when people asked her, they're like, you really took the salt and pepper shaker from Peter? She was like, oh, no. He gave it right up to me. I said, that's the way robbers talk after they pull out the guns. Yeah, I gave it up to you. You held me up.
But see, but you really wanted that salt and pepper shaker, right?
I did.
You see how this could go bad?
It went bad. You know what, Cass, you're right. It was a disaster.
Yo, Rosenberg, if he was real, you'd steal it back.
Facts.
So I did, and then she shut me down again.
I told you, it never ends clean.
Yo, the gurus are next. Cast 1, 97 minutes, commercial free.
reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Yo, you know what's crazy?
What's crazy?
I'm in my parents' house right now, and I don't know if anyone's been through this experience. It's crazy when your parents get older, and I'm so used to them being up in the morning, and now they just sleep.
Good for them.
No, it's great, but it'll be like 9:30, 9:45. It's like they turn back into teenagers.
Good for them.
Well, get your ass up.
Why would they wake up, though?
There's no reason for them to wake up. In fact, I used to always wonder why they did. But, you know, you tend to get to your 40s and 50s, I think in 60s even, you start popping up a little earlier. And now my parents are in their 70s. And they'll be in the bedroom. They won't emerge from their bedroom till 10, 10:30. It's just interesting.
Really want you in their house.
damn you, bro. You always got to go somewhere.
I'm keeping it real. You know how long you was in their house getting on it, in their house on their nerves.
I take it back. My dad just emerged from the room next to me and threw his hands up like, "What are you talking about? I'm right here." Sorry, Dad. I thought you were sleeping.
Well, no, he was until he heard you yelling.
No.
When do you leave? When are you getting out? When are you leaving?
I'm leaving tomorrow, but they also stayed in my house for 2 days, so we've been like 5 days straight.
Oh, it's too much.
We're getting near a week.
It's too much. Pushing the limits. Wearing out, you're welcome. Let's go, the gurus.
Hey, yo, it's time for the gurus, Shani Coltrane and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
Guru, Laura, at gmail.com. The gurus get together to unite everyone, to uplift everyone, to love everyone in their time of distress.
Saving lives live.
Shani Coltrane, Burn Sage, Rosenberg, lead us in breathing exercises and let us know who's in need of our help, Rosenberg.
The Guru Laura at gmail.com. That's how you reach us. The Guru Laura at gmail.com. Here we go. Please keep me anonymous, gurus. One, I love you all so much. You truly make my morning, and you set the tone for my day. I appreciate you guys. Here's my story, and I hope you can help. I am a single mom from Connecticut. I have a 4-year-old daughter with an ex. A few months ago, my daughter's father became increasingly angry and violent when I told him I was dating someone. Him and I broke up months after our daughter was born, and I never hooked up with him afterwards. I 100% moved on with my life. I left him because of his anger issues and a bunch of other drama. He cheated, he wasn't financially supportive, blah, blah, blah. He couldn't handle the fact that our daughter would potentially be around another man. So he lost it. FYI, my daughter hasn't met my man yet because I don't believe in rushing those things. Now, to give you some context, my daughter's father has not been consistent with being in her life or with child support. I have literally been raising her 100% alone since she was months old. Now, when he actually did try to be in her life, I would try to co-parent with him because my intention was never to keep him away from our child. He would have parenting time with her but wasn't consistent and would cancel last minute before picking her up. Fast forward to a few months ago when I told him about my new boyfriend. He started making death threats. He threatened to come to my home and hurt us, etc. I was able to get a restraining order, which I eventually dropped because, again, my intention was never to keep him away from our child. and I wanted to give him a chance at being a dad and thought that he would leave me alone for good. Unfortunately, a few weeks ago, after the restraining order was dropped, he bugged out again when he found out that I went away for the weekend with my man. It happened to be his weekend with our daughter, and he threatened to run away with our child. Said I would never see her again, and made more death threats, this time threats including me, our child, and himself.
Nope.
I was able to get my daughter back safely, and was able to quickly get another restraining order, which I have kept and have no intentions on dropping. How do I explain to my little one that she will not be seeing or speaking to her father again? She is so little and innocent, and I am scared to traumatize her with the truth. Eventually, when she's old enough, she will be able to see the reports and text messages and understand why I did what I did. But she does ask for him at times, and I just don't know what to say. My priority is keeping us both safe, but how do I not scare her with the truth? Please, please help. Thank you, Anonymous.
Wow.
Did she say exactly how old her daughter was?
Four.
How do you explain to your four-year-old that she's never going to see her dad again? That's heavy.
I don't know if you explain that right away.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't have to have a conversation about that. I rarely would use this piece of advice, Ebro, Laura, but I think you kind of got to kick the can down the road in this case. You know? I don't think you come right out with this.
This is a long road. This is not... You know, when she's asking for daddy, you can say, like, he's busy or he's not there. I don't think you need to have an explanation now. She already stated, you know, she'll see the reports as she gets older and she'll understand. And things may change down the line. You know, you don't know what the full future is. To say that she's never going to see her father again is a heavy projection. So right now, when she's asking for dad, she can't see dad right now. And you can make an excuse in the meantime and see how life turns out.
So wait, so the dad...
He's abusive.
If what I'm hearing is correct, the dad has not harmed the child, correct?
No, but he's threatening.
But the dad says threatening crazy things to the mom. Yes.
Correct.
Did he threaten the kid?
And he only says it. Yes. And he only says it to the mom because she's in another relationship. Right. Even though he's got another relationship also.
No, we don't know if he has another relationship.
But, got it. We don't know about him.
There's an order of protection, too, that was there at one point, and he was cool, and then as soon as the order of protection dropped, he started...
Right, I heard
again.
That, but the order of protection was based on him doing a physical action or something, right? Like
it's going to change.
She did say that the anger issues were always there. It just got worse when she started dating, it sounds like.
Right, when she started dating.
It became violent threats.
She said they broke up months after the baby was born. So it wasn't...
So this has been going on for years. Essentially, the crazy's been going on for years.
Right, and the crazy's documented with the courts. The only reason I'm asking is because sometimes I've heard in situations like this where they do supervised visitation.
Yeah, you could do that too.
Where the daughter could see the parent in a supervised sense.
Yeah, and they could get there one day.
And they might be able to get there. So that was the only reason I was asking those questions.
Yeah. So to the question of how do you explain to your four-year-old child that she's never going to see her father again, I don't even think you should keep that in mind.
You should say never.
Yeah, that's a bit extreme because, again, she's four, you know, and it's dangerous
as
he is.
But for her right now, she needs to mentally in her brain take it as never because she needs to draw a line in the sand. Mom. This has been too much. And now he's threatening harm on the child and kidnapping.
Nah,
in her eyes right now, that's a never. It may change. You guys are right. But I think in her eyes, she has to view it as this is a permanent change. But I don't
Well,
think
it may be permanently. He may never get an opportunity to have the child with just him and the child.
Right.
That, which is why I brought up the supervised thing.
But I'm just saying, regardless, isn't this just about what she needs to say, which to Shawnee's point is nothing right now?
Yeah, she doesn't have to say anything. She could just say, your dad's figuring out his scheduling. We're having a scheduling issue, and we'll figure it out in the future, and you keep kicking the can. You don't have to say never, though.
Yeah, daddy's at work or something. You know, she's four. She's four.
Right. I wouldn't overthink it. I think you keep kicking the can right now until you figure it out. But, guys, I'm just so – it's so like, how often do we hear these stories? Like, how many dudes are out here just having no idea how to conduct themselves as men?
I mean,
listen.
It's emotional.
Once again, emotional. I lived this. Yeah. I lived this with my father threatening my mother, and threatening violence, and police being called, and my dad showing up, and police being called. I lived all of this.
You know what I mean? And when you get up 9, 10 years old, you know, the kid ends up having to be in the middle of it sometimes, especially, you know, especially where it seems like this father is only triggered by her moving on.
Right.
He may, you know, he may always be triggered by that. My father was triggered by the idea of, you know, him not being able to see me when he wanted to be able to see me because of things he had going on with jail and parole and other things, as well as my mom expected him to follow the code that the court had put there, and he didn't want to. And so he would tweak out. And so when you get older, I, for this lady emailing, the father's alive. The kid's going to always ask.
Right.
And the kid will have to see for herself that her dad is a crazy.
Mm-hmm.
There's no other way to put it. They'll be tripping. And you'll have to find that.
Some type of flexibility as time moves on if your child is curious, you know, somewhere in there so that she doesn't have this traumatic void in her and have all of these questions. So never is a big word.
Hang on, man.
But
Ebro, see, this is why I didn't want to get a home phone, man.
Oh my God, who's calling you?
Man, we ain't got a home phone line this weekend because everybody was like, yo, y'all ain't got a home phone. So we listened to the family and got a home phone. Now the phone's ringing in the middle of the show.
And you know that's bill collectors.
And you know it's a robocall.
Hey.
Already.
Why are you playing on my phone? Why are you playing on my phone?
Facts. Well, you know, look, take your time. Seek some professional help a little bit. You know, some counseling people who have been through this before. And again, remember, it's a long road. Some people do change. So hopefully he will. But,
and can we just throw in a secondary thing here just because now this is the second time in, what, a week and a half where we've had a similar thing to this?
Mm-hmm.
Yo, man, parents, talk to your young men as they're growing into teenagers and older about how you conduct yourself in relationships and that people are not property. Like, this is just... this is such a recurring theme of men becoming violently possessive, man. Yeah. I mean, it's terrible.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard. Like you said, mental health, most people need mental health.
And most people aren't talked to about it. Like, they don't. So their emotions start to run wild, and the people in their life may not even realize that they get this way. Mm-hmm. But like,
well, and a lot of this is because of absent fathers.
Mm-hmm.
And also this recurring cycle of even, you know, men thinking that the women that they date are supposed to be like their mothers and never leave them. You know what I'm saying? You have men that try to replace the maternal role in their lives by just getting into relationships and think those women are their moms. And women ain't your mom, bro. You know what I'm saying? And you don't get to just treat them any old kind of way, like they're, like Rosenberg say, like they're your possession or they're entitled or beholden to you.
People should know this. I know this is not easy. More often than not, almost every time in your life, that person you're with will not be with you at some point. That's part of life I don't think people are prepared to accept.
Nope.
But like, dude, look at the stats, guys. That's how most relationships end. Not together. So go into things knowing that's a possibility. These guys are just, it's just crazy how many women have to live in fear and have to deal with the, like, this lady had the protective order and then has to pull it back because she essentially feels bad about it. And then, of course, what does she end up having to do? Go get it again. It's just a shame, man. We got to do better as men.
Yeah, man. So hopefully all of this helped, but to Shawnee's point for your original question, I don't think you have to tell the 4-year-old right away. Maybe you can stall for a little bit, and eventually, through therapy and some help, you can figure out a way to ease into it and be honest. But for right now, you can chill. So say the gurus.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. No weakness.
Yo, and if you're a mom and you see your son having this type of behavior, step in. Because there's moms out there seeing their sons act crazy with their women and they ain't doing nothing.
So true.
It's Ebro, Laura Rosenberg on the way, flashing lights. Laura Stiles was popping.
Coming up in flashing lights report, I see Ari Lennox getting arrested and Tiana Taylor in the hospital. A lot to talk about. coming up next.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Laura Stiles with the flashing lights this time.
Let's go.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flashing lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Stiles gonna put us on.
Oh no, Ari Lennox has been arrested. So, arrested in Amsterdam. So supposedly, because she went on Twitter and so was like, "Hi Amsterdam," and she's saying that she was racially profiled at the airport. Now reports are coming out that she was arrested, and she even tweeted, "I'm being arrested in Amsterdam for reacting to a woman racially profiling me." This was on Twitter. So the Dutch military police, who are responsible for security at the airport, they're saying that Ari Lennox was held because of aggressive behavior towards an airline official and for being drunk in public.
Mm.
So, a quote for them, "Our unit found being a woman full of emotions that wouldn't calm down," said a spokesperson. "That's why she had to be taken into custody."
Mm.
Ugh.
Well, look. Evidence suggests it's Amsterdam.
Yeah, right. Well, no. Why? Why? Was Amsterdam?
You know, y'all know I don't go those places.
But what's the evidence? You're confusing. Are you confusing Amsterdam?
They got a bad. They got a bad history with black people. That's my evidence.
Oh, but are you referring to a specific thing that I'm forgetting? Or are you just in general?
The Dutch.
You just mean Dutch being racist?
They still wear blackface over there, bro.
Oh, yeah. See, that's what I was trying to get to. Well, thank you. You mean the crazed racist holiday?
The colonization, the blackface, all of it.
I thought you were talking about
now,
Rocky.
Now, I don't know. You said you're talking about ASAP Rocky.
Yeah, yeah. I thought you were just talking about which was
no.
Was
just talking about in general.
Right.
But you know, what are they saying happened? She was drunk in public and wouldn't calm down. Well, she was pissed off. You got a black woman pissed off. That's what happens.
But drunk? I mean, I don't know. They're claiming she was drunk. I don't know if she was drunk or not, but it sucks. Also, Teyana Taylor posted on Instagram a picture of her in the hospital. She basically saying a thank you to all her fans that she has been touring and giving everything on stage, but her body just shut down. So it was a picture of her in the hospital. When I first saw it, I was like, oh my God. But she says she's recovering slowly but surely.
So is it like a dehydration situation?
That's what it sounds like. Because she just says, she doesn't really give too much detail. She just says, like, my body shut down. She's like, my body
well, get well,
betrayed
Teyana Taylor.
Me because I was trying to get on stage. But that's what it sounds like. She pushed herself way too hard.
Listen, you're a mom of two now. The body is not the same. Right, yeah. You have a lot more pulling at you, a lot more responsibilities. You got a family and a household, plus being on tour is a lot. You got to get your rest, space it out, hydrate. You know, rest it up, man. That's all you can say sometimes. Listen, my knee just started. I was walking down the street the other day with Issa. My knee started hurting. I had to stop. I was just walking. I'm old. It happens.
That's your flashing lights report. And before I get out of here, caller number 9, we're hooking you up to see D Smoke in concert on Saturday, December 11th at Irving Plaza. Tickets available now at Ticketmaster.com, but caller number 9, 800-223-9797. These are for you.
Free Ari Lennox.
I'm getting a shirt.
Free Ari Lennox. I need a shirt, too.
Yeah, hashtag. Make the shirt. Someone make the shirt.
In the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. Right here. Hot 97. The number one station for hip-hop.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.